I'm Chief Nancy Millette Doucette of the Cowasuck Abenaki of the COAS, and that's 03785. Okay, many years ago, there was a very important agreement made. After the earth, making the earth, the creator made man and woman. The agreement was that if man was a respectful steward of this land, that Mother Earth would give him everything he needed to survive. Man was to keep in mind when taking anything from this earth to leave enough so that the earth could naturally replenish itself for the next seven generations. For thousands of years, there was a balance in this agreement. Then bigger, better, greedy came into existence. The rivers and the air became polluted as bigger and better dumped toxins into the world. Greedy was very happy as bigger and better plumped up the bottom line. Mother Earth and Father Sky started to choke, as we now see with global warming and the destruction around the world. Just last week, Japan was rocked and now sits 8 feet from where it was on its foundation. All we have to do is go to southern part of the state to see what's happened to the farmlands. Over time, small community farmers who fed their families and community from their lovingly tilled fields have had to give in to bigger and better. Today, those fields hold smoking industries and greedy thrives while the people in the community struggle for a decent living, clean air, and water. That is in most places across the globe, but not here in northern New Hampshire. We still keep our agreement as good stewards of this land. We are thankful when we look at the beautiful mountains that they are still free without the chains of power lines embracing them. We smile as we drive through our countryside, seeing the tall cornfields as they wave to us as we pass. Because this is northern New Hampshire, and northern New Hampshire is God's country, and I aim to keep it that way for the next seven generations. Thank you.